The southern states of America were a volatile mission field in the 1870s. The Emancipation Proclamation had just been signed by Abraham Lincoln. Slavery had ended, and yet for African Americans, there was still a long way to go for equality in the basic essentials of life. The Ku Klux Klan was strong in many areas, and whenever a school for blacks opened, there was a strong chance that it would get torched. Whippings, shootings, and lynchings were still commonplace. Educational opportunities were limited, and schools were poorly equipped or non-existent at the time, and there were no Adventist churches south of the Mason-Dixon line. In 1865, just 2 years after the Emancipation Proclamation, and also 2 years after the Seventh-day Adventist Church was officially formed, Ellen White said that the church ought to begin work in the South. The first minister who came down here was named Elbert Lane, and he did some revival meetings in Edgefield Junction, Tennessee, that led to a church being formed in 1873. Churches would later start in Louisville, Nashville, Memphis, and New Orleans. In 1889, Charles M. Kinney became the first black ordained Seventh-day Adventist minister, and he organized a church in Bowling Green, Kentucky, that Ellen White would later visit. Edson White would now become involved. After finally giving his life to Jesus at the age of 44, he now found purpose in this newly opened mission field. Writing to his mother, he said, "I have been thinking of going to Tennessee to work among the colored people." Edson White had a steamboat built that he called the Morning Star and sailed from here in Allegan, Michigan, across the Chicago, then down the Illinois and Mississippi rivers to the state of Mississippi. The first place that they docked to begin working was in Vicksburg, Mississippi, and as they set about working in the town, they were met with stiff opposition. After finding a suitable place where the newly formed group could worship, the owner of the property refused to sell to have a colored church in the area. He did, though, leave an exception that if enough of the local residents agreed to have them there, then he would sell. After getting agreement from enough of the locals, the church was officially opened as the Morning Star Seventh-day Adventist Church. The original building was burnt down in 1955, but the present one was built on the same spot. A school would also be opened in Vicksburg, and then further churches and schools would open in Yazoo City, Lintonia, Palo Alto. The work was moving forward, but it was not without trial. In Redwood, Mississippi, Franklin Warrick had to leap from a train to escape a lynch mob that had been called to kill him. In Calvert, Mississippi, M.V. Olin was whipped and his wife shot at because of their commitment to educate and evangelize the blacks in the South. Edson White established the Southern Missionary Society with the purpose of carrying the principles of Christian education to the people in the South. In 1898, the Gospel Herald magazine was launched, and the first 8 episodes were printed on the Morning Star. Later on, a health food company, a sanitarium, and a clinic would open, along with 28 mission schools by 1906 with 1,000 pupils. The idea of a missionary boat that could act as a school, meeting house, printing press, library, and training center was absolute genius. It could move around when tensions got too high, as it was a mobile missionary station. The work that the Morning Star did provided great impetus and pushed the work forward here in the South. From a wayward son who had no spiritual direction, Edson White would help lay a framework for a comprehensive work to take place here in the South that continues to this day. No people group is excluded from the Great Commission to take the gospel to all the world. May God grant us the creativity and the wisdom as we share this message, especially to those who have been ostracized and marginalized by whatever society we may live in.